You sit in the corner of your cold, dark cell, a bed of straw, your only comfort. You were picked up by slavers weeks ago and ferried from place to place, given nothing but water and table scraps to sustain yourself. The darkness has sharpened your hearing, and you perk up when you hear an unfamiliar yet gentle voice. Your stomach turns in a knot. This is it. Today, you're likely going to finally leave this cell. But will you be trading one prison for another? Ah, you certainly didn't lie. This is a healthy-looking specimen, to be sure. Very well, then. Here is your payment. Hello there. I'm sure you're frightened being locked up in chains like this for so very long. Don't worry. I'm going to take you away from this awful place. There. Just take it slow. There's no rush. You can lean on me if you aren't ready to walk on your own just yet. That's it. This way, dear. There's a carriage waiting for us. You're doing very well. Just watch your step getting in. There we are. Go ahead and lay back. Do you need anything? I imagine you probably haven't eaten properly lately. I have some chilled wine in here, and some nice fresh fruit. Of course, dear. Just be careful not to spill. The road is a little bumpy at times. I hope it helps the soreness. At least a little bit. Now, time for introductions. My name is Adriana. What is yours? Well, it is lovely to meet you. If you don't mind me asking, how did you end up with a slave trader? Oh dear, that horrible luck. It always saddens me to hear stories like that. Well, things will be looking up for you from now on. Don't you worry. Oh my. I'm afraid I may have given you the wrong idea. I wouldn't say that I necessarily saved you. At least, not in the sense that I plan on letting you go. You see, I bought you. To be honest, you were quite expensive, though. I'm sure you're well worth the price. None of that now. Although, I do understand how you must feel. To be honest, I abhor slave traders. I really do. I can't imagine how twisted a person has to be in order to make a career out of it. And yet, I quite literally could not live without them. Well, it's quite really simple, dear. I am a vampire. Did you really not notice the fangs? Well, it is nighttime, I suppose. But yes, I am more or less what you are imagining. Undead, drinking blood, that whole bit. But what you probably didn't realize is that there are quite a few vampires who don't enjoy bringing harm to others. In fact, there are enough of us for a whole city, which is where we are going right now. So rather than skulk about at night, draining people dry, we worked out a system. Having such a long life means you can amass quite a bit of wealth. And we used that wealth to buy slaves who would otherwise go off to who knows where. Rather than live a life of pain and toil, you'll be able to live comfortably with me in my mansion. All I ask in return is a small amount of blood every so often. Hush now. It's really not as bad as you think. I have quite a few rescued slaves. I call them my dear ones. The point of all this is to spread my feeding across many different people. Each night I have 3 or 4 of my dear ones on duty for feeding. I take a safe amount of blood from each of them. After that, I won't feed on them until it's their turn again. That way, they have time to replenish their blood. See, dear, I'm very careful about it. All the vampires here are. We care about you and want to make sure you're safe. Why use slaves? Well, it's true that I'd much rather take in willing participants. But there's such a stigma surrounding vampires. So hardly anyone ever volunteers. Which is a shame, because it's quite a generous offer, I'd say. Aside from the feedings, the only thing you need to do is take some shifts helping with chores or just as decoration. I like to have some of my dear ones just dress up in cute outfits and sit around the mansion for me to look at. Aside from that, Oh dear, are you crying, dear? Are you afraid? It's alright. I know that it's a lot to take in. Your old life is over, and that's very hard to accept. I felt scared too when I became a vampire. I was drained in my sleep, so I didn't even understand what's happening at first. I just woke up to a figure leaping out of my bedroom window. I felt cold, so cold. And immediately, I was thirsty for blood. It was an awful experience. And by the time I figured out what had happened, I knew I didn't want that to happen to anyone else. That's why I do this, you see. I know it might seem like I stole your old life from you, but I swear I would never hurt you. I'm saving you from a much worse fate. I promise you that as long as you live under my roof, I will care for you and keep you safe. I am your owner now, and I take that responsibility very seriously. You're still scared, aren't you? Oh, you poor thing. I wish there was something I could say to make you feel at ease. Although, perhaps there's something I could do instead. If you could be willing to hear me out. Perhaps we could do a small feeding right now. Please don't panic. This is just an option, dear. You must give me some of your blood eventually. I know it sounds frightening, but it's nowhere near as bad as I'm sure you're imagining. Keep in mind, I slept through being completely drained. Well, mostly drained. To be turned, you only have to lose enough blood to die. Oh, sorry, not helping. The point is, it's not actually painful. I hear it's a bit uncomfortable if you're not used to it, but it can also be very relaxing. It would help calm your nerves. And you would not have to spend days worrying about it once you realize how easy it is. I do not want to pressure you into a decision, but I really think it would be the best choice just to get it over with. Oh, you'll do it. I am so glad to hear that. Wait just one moment. We are almost there. Best not to do this while we're moving, of course. Driver, stop right here outside the gates, would you? Thank you, dear. Okay, are you ready? Come over here and sit next to me. Good. Take a nice deep breath. Let me just get a good look at your neck. Oh yes, I know it's dark, for you at least. Don't worry, vampires have terrific night vision. I can see you perfectly. Good. You have a nice spot that's just perfect to bite into. This will be easier for you than for most. Go ahead and lean your head back a bit and to the left. There. Okay, here I go. There we are. See, that wasn't so bad after all, was it? Oh, here, I keep some gauze in the carriage. for moments like this. Press it to the bite marks. Don't worry. The bleeding will stop very soon. Driver, take us to the main entrance, if you would. Yes, that's all. Well, usually feedings go on for much longer, but I already have a group of my dear ones already ready to take their turn tonight. Like I said, I just wanted you to see how easy it is. What do you think? Just all right. No need to hide your two feelings, my dear. I can tell you enjoyed it. Oh, you're blushing. See, I knew it. You are such a darling. I'm going to love dressing you up. We can talk about it later, but I'd love show you off at my next party. The vampires in the city love to get together and show off their humans. Sometime, but only if you're all right with it. I might let them taste you as well. Don't worry. That's not something you need to think about tonight. Tonight, and for the near future, you may just relax. I'm afraid you'll have to share a bedroom, but my dear ones are all very kind. I'm sure you'll all get along famously. You're free to wander the mansion grounds. I especially recommend the gardens. They're simply marvelous. After that, we'll work you into the schedule. You'll only really have to take shifts with chores a couple times a week. Same with decoration duty. Your first real feeding session likely won't be for a couple weeks at least. Come along now. Let's go inside. Yes, it's wonderful, isn't it? It's your home now. Just as it is mine. Now, I need to take care of some business, but Gloria... Gloria, over here, darling. Gloria will show you your new living quarters. You can get a proper bath and some soft new clothes. Welcome home, my dear one.